The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to The Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Channel Radio and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, August the 15th, with me, Paul Andrews.
And me, Bird.
Hey.
Great.
But apparently it's Morecambe and Wise, is that right?
Yeah. Two Ronnies.
Two Ronnies.
Four candles.
Don't get it.
Something like that. Anyway, that's right. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, yeah. We've got another guest on the phone. We've got Mr. Michael Ogilvie.
Hey.
Hello. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Oh, you're there, and that's brilliant. We had so much problem with the phone earlier, but we're all singing and dancing now. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. Can you give us a bit of background to you and what you do and who you are?
Yes, I'm a really interesting guy because I help people make more money and pay less tax.
Blimey. Oh, I need you right at the moment. I got a message this morning saying I haven't paid my corporation tax. I don't know what happened there, but there you go.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's a slap wrist. Anyway, looking at your LinkedIn profile, interestingly, you're an author and speaker and consultant, but you started off as an accountant.
I still am an accountant, but that's why I didn't dare say I'm an accountant, so all the listeners would just immediately turn off to
switch
sleep.
Off, yeah.
So I had to be an interesting guy right from the start.
Absolutely.
I come from the Sunshine Coast, so sunny Eastbourne, just along the coast, so where the sun is always shining, has the highest average sunshine in the country, so we have a sunny outlook on life, and so we always take a positive approach to life and to businesses.
Okay, hold on a minute though. Was it sunny this morning in Eastbourne?
It was chucking it down.
I was going to say,
yeah. About 7 o'clock.
I live in Tenston, which is only around the corner, and it was absolutely belting down when I left home.
I'm so used to it being sunny when everybody else is saying it's raining outside. I don't know what you're talking about. It's lovely here. Yeah.
Cool. So tell us a bit about what it is you do now, Michael.
Okay, well, I have several lives, as I say. I've got an accountancy business which I own, but I make it my business not to understand how to press the right buttons because I have a great team who do all that sort of thing.
Right.
So I spend my time actually working with businesses and looking at whatever my team produce and then talking with the owners and saying, well, okay, why is that? If it's gone well, how's it gone well so I can learn from them? If it hasn't gone well, what can we do differently? And so my life is really interesting because there's always something new around the corner every day.
Mm. It's interesting, isn't it? I'm a businessman myself. I have 8 or 9 businesses. I don't always remember how many I've got. I lose count. I set great store behind my professional support people, my law firms and accountants and people that I work with. And some time ago, I actually tweeted that I was off to see my accountants. And somebody replied and went, oh, that's a shame. I went, why? And they went, well, you know, it's like being called to the headmaster's office. And I went, no, absolutely it isn't. I've always used my accountants as real fountains of knowledge and wisdom and help in terms of getting me to think of it. You know, Bird's looking at me all funny now, as if I do things like that. No, but I do, because I have a relationship with my accountant where we are chalk and cheese. And basically, she looks at me and goes, you can't do that, Paul. I go, really? Can't I? No, you can't do that. And I find that really useful.
Yeah, no, I think there's accountants and there's accountants. Yeah. So there's the gatekeeper accountant that tells you what you can't do, you know, with the lawyer in them.
Yeah.
I can do that, but it's not the bit that I enjoy, so I leave that to my team and say, this is the tax. I'd much rather plan and say, right, okay, what are we trying to do? How do you get more life into your life? And how can you earn enough to be able to afford that life that you want? And what I find is most people are not asking themselves the right questions, so they don't get the right answers. So I'll give you an example. I went into a carpet fitting business the other day, totally new to me. One of my team took me in. We talked about the management accounts, and I just thought, these figures are appalling. Mm. And he was looking at the figures and said, well, it's 10% better than last year. And I said, oh, if that's what makes you happy, then fine. But then he looked at me and said, why? And I said, well, I would expect that for all the grief that you take and all the risk you take, you must be expecting to earn at least 50 to 75,000 for your trouble. So what do we have to do to get you there? And he suddenly sat up and saying, oh, crumbs. I've not been asked that sort of question before. I said, well, that's a simple thing. If you don't ask yourself the right questions, you won't get the right answers. So what I try and do is just, as you say, use the power of experience to, there's not necessarily a right answer. It's not a simple answer, you know, sometimes it can be complicated, but at least you give yourself a chance by thinking differently.
Absolutely. Do you find, Michael, in general, that not enough people actually pay attention to the basics of what they're doing? You know, they have a business, but they don't really look at whether it's a viable business or whether it's the best thing to do, or, you know, whether, as you say, their profit margins are good enough or anything like that. Do you find a lot of that?
Absolutely, they just exist. They get trapped into, I think it was Gerber called it the tyranny of routine. So they just get trapped into doing it, and they forget to sort of stick their head above the parapet and look to see what they're doing and why they're doing it. And so, pricing is a great example. So many just get trapped into allowing themselves to become commodities, and their business very, very quickly becomes really mediocre. And you know, we all know that the enemy of greatness is mediocrity, and so I've tried to create a little campaign, sort of a crusade against mediocrity, just to try and get people who are prepared to do something different, to stand out from the crowd, to do something which might embrace customer service, it might embrace improving their service or their product, but allowing themselves to do something different that will allow them to charge more. Because everybody's prepared, nobody wants to pay any more than they need to, but always prepared to pay more if they feel they can get value.
Absolutely. And do you find, I mean, especially in this day and age, I think it's always been true, but in this day and age, you know, change happens so much more quickly. And there are so many more impacts, it seems to me, that innovation is now such a vital part of anything that anybody does that you really can't afford to overlook it.
Absolutely. But sometimes innovation, people will get frightened of the word, but innovation can be some of the most simple things. And I always try to get back down to basics and say, okay, people like to deal with people. So businesses don't want to deal with businesses, they want to deal with people. So let's, if we can break that down, now let's look at our people contacts and see what can we do differently. And it just can be the smallest things that matter, whether it's the way your telephone is answered, the how quickly you return calls, et cetera, that just helps you stand out. And it then becomes part of the culture that then is spread within the team, and you suddenly find one thing leads to another. And it doesn't have to be something really clever where you've had to invest a lot of money. It's just about a culture or an attitude to do things different or better.
Absolutely. No, yeah, absolutely right. Now, we're going to be hearing from you over this side of the border in Kent. they're allowing you in. I hope you got your passport and everything. You're going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Grow Kent conference in November,
I understand,
in Ashford at the Ashford International Hotel. So what are you going to be talking to us about there, Michael?
So I'm going to be talking about similar to what we've just been saying. So I'm trying to say, well, what's so special about you? So what are the areas that we can look to help you? So I ask people, what's stunning about them? So what is your power to stun? So I'll involve, for example, a pineapple salesman in Barbados as a story, which is, a lot of people would have heard me talk about it, but it's still very relevant. I talk around the world about it. How one man on the beach can actually get $200 for a pineapple.
Wow.
And I say, so when people tell me that it's all about price, wherever I speak, in the Middle East is worse, you know, they say it's all about price and it's all about discounts. And I say, it's rubbish. It's all about what you choose to allow it to be about price.
Right, you got me now. You really got me now. I now need to find out.
You will have to come along and listen.
He's clever, isn't he? Yeah. He is clever. How to find out to sell a pineapple for 200 quid. I really want to know that, so I'm going to be there.
$200, American dollars, and I actually, it's funny enough, at the end I always said, share the story, I said, well, does anybody ever buy pineapples for you from $200? And he said, yeah. And I said, what, Americans? He said, yes. I said, British? No way, you're far too tight. So, but he managed to get $20 out of me,
wow.
20 American dollars. And so I just engaged the audience with that particular story and a couple of other stories, just to try and make the point, it's all about engagement with people that makes the difference to help you stand out and no longer have that mediocrity badge about you and your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're really looking forward to hearing from you at the event, Michael. I'm chairing the day, so I will definitely be there. I think everybody else is going to be there as well. They're normally very good events, very well attended, so we're all looking forward to hearing from you at that event. In the meantime, before you come over in November, how can people find out more about you? Do you have a website and social media accounts?
Yes, I have a website. I mean, that's just quite simply www.mikeogilvie.com. That's O-G-I-L-V-I-E, so that's nice and easy. And I'm the same, Mike Ogilvie, on LinkedIn and on Twitter, Mike Ogilvie. But I've also got YouTube, The Mike Ogilvie.
Wow.
So... but what is interesting, I've also got a couple of Facebook pages. So apart from my Mike Ogilvie page, I've also got a Be Mad, Not Sad page, which I encourage people to look at to recognize people who are standing out, you know, because quite often these individuals are not recognized. So I've got some interesting stories that I share on there. That's a BMAD, Magnificent and Dazzling, not SAD, Satisfactory and Dull, like so many other people. So I just use that Facebook to encourage people to just to recognize. And at the moment, I'm posting most of the things, but it's one or two people will go and post stuff on there, so whether it's from UK or abroad. But it's just gives a feel for the sort of things that I'm trying to do.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'm going to have a look at that later on. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
They've come to get me.
They've come to get you. they've had enough of that. Yeah, $200 for a pineapple, you're nicked.
Mike, I look forward to coming to meet you over in Ashford, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Mike. It was good to hear from you, and we look forward to seeing you at the Grow Kent event on the 30th of November at the Ashford International Hotel. Have a fantastic afternoon in sunny Eastbourne.
Thanks very much, and the same to you.
Cheers now.
Bye for now. Bye.
So, Mike Ogilvie there. If you want to follow up on his website, there is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to Mike's website, but check out his Facebook pages and his Twitter handle as well. And come along and hear how to get 200. Oh, he's got me. He's got me with that story, hasn't he?
I know Mike.
Have you heard it?
From PSA, Professional Speaking Association. I've heard it a few times.
Right.
And it's really interesting. He's a great guy. He just keeps you captivated in his hands till the end.